south and southeastern. And so that would be one thing. That reminds me that several years back, the recorder's office itself was a drain on the department budget, and the revenue was raised so that the recorder's office now makes money for the department. We've been looking at the possibility of requiring, like I believe every other English-speaking jurisdiction, a percentage on the value of property as is exchanged is collected either as a fee or a tax. It's a very old British way of not only collecting a tax, but also of ascertaining the actual value of the property, the market, exactly the market value at the time of sale, which would, of course, be of assistance to borrowers and also to people who deal with the real estate market. That also is a possible shared revenue, and since, especially with the municipality, the one question would be what would be a reasonable rate without overcharging or interfering with the market rate. So I wouldn't expect to answer now at 25 minutes after 10, but...
In terms of the water, you mean?
No, not just... I'm speaking of real property. Since the recorder's office handles real property, it would be recording the sale. You can also record the sale price and collect a fee, like all other English-speaking jurisdictions do, based on the actual value of the price, the stamps that used to be attached to the titles and things like that in most areas.
I think what you're describing, I think, starts to sound a little bit like a tax to me. And you know, I'm really not in the tax business directly. But I, again, you know, the recorder's function, as you point out, is one that efficiently run does pay for itself under the current fee structure. We have offered local governments the opportunity to take over that function in some of our more urban areas. It may make sense. I don't know. I'm not sure they realized that they might be able to actually come out ahead by taking on the function. Again, I'm not an expert in looking at the area you're suggesting on real estate, and I don't know whether that is reserved right now for the local governments or not. Certainly can look at it.
Representative Phillips.
Commissioner, what I'm about to ask you, you can't answer it now, so I'd like to have a response later. On my way down here in Juneau, I stopped at the Haines Junction and talked to the Forest District Manager here about this fire along the border. And it was really interesting what he told. He had the privilege of meeting the hierarchy of our firefighting people. That's the way he said it. And so I asked him, you know, what do you mean? And he said, we only sent two people to manage that forest fire along the border while the Americans had some, I think, 23 managers for the same fire on the other side. So I'd like to, I don't know all the details of what's going on, but it might be a little overkill in trying to manage forest fire when they take two of them on the Canadian side, 23 Americans to handle the same fire along the border. And they questioned our ability to fight fires. So I don't know the details, but I'd like to find out. Is this a strategy of jurisdiction or whatever? That's what they told me over there. And they didn't really want to cause a big fuss either, but I thought it was kind of... Anyway, I'd like to have an answer, you know, whenever you get a chance on that. It's along the border. It was in late August. Along the near Beaver Creek, between Beaver Creek and the border. Same fire.
Yeah. Again, I, you know, those are the kind of things that I think we need to be working on. One of the suggestions we've made in terms of firefighting is that we look at more affiliation of the fire suppression effort with emergency services. If you look at what emergency services does, it is largely a command, communication, logistics type effort. And again, fighting fires may be good training for some of the emergency services people, and maybe we ought to be utilizing more of their facilities.
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is that here you got a fire along two jurisdictions, sure, and and they only take two of their guys and 23 of us. I think it's 23, but it was in the 20s. And they both told, and they're both district managers there.
Yeah.
Question our ability to fight fires in an efficient manner.
Tell you what, at some point, if you'd like to come up to Fairbanks and look at the two headquarters for fighting fire sometimes, the state, which is located by our DNR office there in Fairbanks, and then if you'll go out to the Air Force Base, you'll see the other.
Well,
it's a little bigger.
All I'm asking is for details on that particular fire. Why does it take 23 versus 2 of theirs?
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just briefly, Commissioner Hines, I think that when you consider fighting fires, and you don't know this, you weren't here at the time, but Frank Turpin does, sometimes you have to save the moose, you know?
Sure.
And one of the things about saving moose sometimes is that you have to feed them. And I would ask you to keep in mind when you are putting out these fires that sometimes it's good to let them burn because it does provide for browse for the moose, and especially in areas where the browse has not been kept up through the years by timber cutting or what other methods. I want to go just back briefly.
Let me just respond to that, because, again, I have learned a lot about moose and feeding.
Oh, good, good.
Because when I was up in Glen Allen, there was one lady who specifically criticized us.
Actually,
no.
Okay. You guys could have that discussion.
Well, now, Mr. Chairman, that's what I'm here. He comments on all the other people's things, and I want him to comment on the moose.
Randy took your time.
It's just very briefly, because he's learned a lot about
it.
And that way you won't have to listen to me.
We have only 2 more minutes left, and we had 1 more question after yours. So, if you want to ask a question, that's fine. If you'd rather have him give a brief comment on the moose, that's fine too.
Well, I didn't really have another question. I just had 1 short comment.
Okay.
And I would still like to hear about the moose.
Okay, we'll take a vote of committee. How many want to hear about the moose?
They'll all be sorry if they don't vote for the moose.
How about if we do this? Representative Larson, you can ask your question, and then Representative Barnes can make her comment. Anybody wants to stay and listen to the moose as well.
That's Larson. Okay. I'm not through.
At 10:30 at night, Commissioner, I'm just curious here because I know it's a priority of your department. I know you're working under a deadline, but I'd like to know how you're kind of coming with the federal land selection mapping process last couple of months.
We've been working pretty hard on, since the last session, on our land selection process. There were 2 major chores, one of which is the subsurface resource identification. And last summer we had a very good summer program. We had laid it out for a 2-summer program.
My curiosity just extends over the last month or so.
Within the last month, we've done nothing on the subsurface resource assessment side. The other major chore we had laid on for ourselves as part of that process was the identification of the linkages between the various land holdings in Alaska. And actually, that project at this point is essentially done. We were able to finish that up because there were a large number of transportation studies laid around, and that's where we stand.
But you're comfortable it's still on track, you're going to meet the deadline?
I haven't seen anything that sacrifices the deadline, no.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Chairman.
You have the floor.
I wasn't finished with my question when you let Representative Larson have the floor, and I
walked with that. Age before beauty.
I understand.
don't even say it.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Commissioner, in the remarks by Representative Mackey, he spoke to the new positions that you're requesting for next year in the FY93 budget, and I should hope that you would balance that against the 115 vacant positions you already have.
I'm sure if the state system permits it, we will.
I'll find a way to help you.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone who wants to hear about the moose is welcome.
Oh, I know.